have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Tuesday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Amazing. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you believe that as an individual, a word was taken out. Do you believe that as an individual, what happened to you? Oh, I see, yeah. Thank you, Derek. Do you believe that as an individual, do you believe that you can, as an individual, live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others? That is an amazing question. It really is. And for those who want to overcome, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you can podcast the show if you can't just sit and watch it because you got to run around. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama Monday through Friday, right? So different time zones for different people. So you may have to run around, but you can still listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Well, not iPad, just phone. You can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's also amazing that it's Tuesday again. Yeehaw! And every Tuesday is amazing. Because, and one reason, not the only, but because all my life I've been tricked by thoughts every single time. It is Country and Western Tuesday.
that's where the ball bin lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me.
Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace. Amazing. 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 It's unfortunate. Well, I'm using the word unfortunate as a way of communication. I'm not sure if it's unfortunate or not. It may be that most people, most, not all, but most, would never know perfect peace. Would never know perfect peace. Because they will not, they refuse to get to know themselves, to put their eyes on themselves so they can see, not understanding. You must die in order to have life. The false self. Not the physical self, but the false self must die in order to live. And the beginning of death the beginning of life is the awareness of death. The moment you sincerely become aware of the death that lives in you, that's when you began to live. And that's amazing. But most people don't want that. Most people do not want that. You tell them over and over and over again, the way out is to become aware of the not you. To become aware of the not you, that revenge that you have in your heart, that angry nature, just become aware of it and just watch it. Stay aware of it, and it will depart from you and go find a home inside of someone else. It's like somebody moving to your house, and after a while they become a nuisance, irritating, overreacting, angry, lonely, scared, whatever, and they become a nuisance. And you're like, I want this person out of my house, but you're too afraid to face them and tell them. And so you suffer. And likewise, someone has made a home inside your mind and your body. And they are a nuisance. They overreact. They bring fear. They are lonely. They are depressed. Controlling, dominating. They have made a home inside of you, and you're afraid to kick them out. You're afraid to kick them out because living in that state of mind, you believe in cause and effect. And you believe that if you kick them out, that you won't be able to handle their reaction to you. So you won't kick them out of your own house. your mind and your body. Those emotions. You won't kick them out of your own house. Think about that. Because you believe in cause and effect. You're afraid that you won't be able to handle it. You don't know how they're going to act. And a divided person have to believe in cause and effect. A whole person doesn't. A whole person knows that there's no such thing as cause and effect. It's just an illusion. But no! And I tell people all the time, okay, I understand you're miserable. You're lonely. You're scared. You're angry. You're depressed. You have suicidal thoughts. You have 1,000 false identities inside of your mind and body. Finally, give up and just be aware of it. Because they're in your house. They're not in you. They're like, no, no. I can't do that. That's too hard. It's hard for me to live, sleep, walk, and live with that, they say. Because they think that it's them. They don't know it's a stranger in their home of whom they have identified with. What a sad way to live, huh? Death must precede life. You got to die. Eternal life is forever and always and always present. But you got to kick the stranger out of your house by being aware of the strangers. The nuisance, the headache. But it's up to you. You could be free. Really, you could be free right this very moment. All you got to do is become aware. That's all you got to do. But no, you prefer unconsciousness. You prefer to be asleep. All of your pain that's inside of you is not due to anyone else except that you are asleep. Your anger, you're worried about what others think and say about you. You're talking about others. You're trying to get along with people. Your desire for friendship, relationships, and ships is all inside of you. But you won't face it. You won't be aware. You have refused to stay present. I'm like, all you gotta do, this is your theme, for example, is to practice present so that you won't be asleep. Eyes are open, but you're asleep. Your brother, whoop and holler, lift up holy hand, Allahu Abba, praise Mary, John, and Paul. Anything to keep from being asleep. I mean, from waking up. Anyway, it's a spiritual battle. So, Fox News is reporting that former Vice President Dick Cheney expired. And Dick Cheney was the Vice President to George Bush. He served under Bush, and he expired at 84, according to this report. And according to this report, his family said he expired due to complication of pneumonia, cardiac, and vascular disease. Watching from Fox and Friends.
He was one of the most polarizing political figures in recent memory. A hero and patriot to conservatives, a villain to liberals. Serving under 4 different presidents, in his last job, Dick Cheney became arguably the most influential vice president in American history. He was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, January of 1941, into a family of 5. After Cheney flunked out of Yale, as he would put it, he finished both a bachelor's and master's degree in political science at the University of Wyoming. But before he finished his doctorate at the University of Wisconsin, Cheney won a Capitol Hill fellowship and headed to Washington with his new bride, Lynn Vincent, on his arm. Cheney left the White House in 1992 when Bill Clinton defeated President Bush, but he remained relevant as a Republican voice, choosing to stay in the private sector. Cheney nearly doubled revenues at energy heavyweight Halliburton as the company's CEO. Cheney resigned from Halliburton when he became the vice presidential candidate alongside George W. Bush in 2000. Cheney actually ran the search for a vice president for George Bush, but in the end, Bush chose Cheney for the job. Dick Cheney was typecast as aloof and accused of being calculating and deceptive. Friends called him quietly funny and dry, but determined. As defense secretary and then arguably the most powerful vice president in the history of the Republic, Cheney helped lead the country through three wars and the worst attack on the U.S. homeland. In Washington, Brett Baer, Fox News.
May his soul rest in peace. Dick Cheney, if I remember correctly, was a writer. I don't think he liked the Great White Hope that much. I know his gal didn't like him, whatever that Cheney, Liz Cheney. She was a mess. But may his soul rest in peace. A warmonger guy. Amazing, huh? A rhino. Oh, it was the daughter that didn't like Trump, I'm told in my headset. Not, I guess Dick Cheney didn't like Trump, I guess. I know the daughter didn't. What the? Liz was and is a mess. I thought I heard Dick speak out against Trump a couple of times. Trump is not for wars, except to protect, truly protect the American people. Like he's blowing up all those boats with the drug center, according to reports. Amazing. But may his soul rest in peace, 84 years old. I have an aunt who is a sister to my stepfather. And she is, this past week, or maybe this, or no, this past week, she had a birthday, 101 years old. I'm like, what the? Everybody done died, and she's still around. She had one son, he died. One daughter-in-law, she died. She had some nephews, they died. Her brothers and sisters died. And she's still around like, what the? 101 years old. It was amazing to see that. But I'm kind of accustomed to it because when I was growing up, the people lived to be late 80s, 90s, and 100. Monsieur, I think Monsieur, like 100 or something. Miss May, Miss Everly, Mr. Robert, Dad, they died in old age. And they rarely, if any, at all, went to a doctor. And they weren't taking blood pressure pills and all this mess. Oh, God. I remember when Miss May finally died, she had moved to Florida, I think, from Alabama to Florida. And they finally told me Miss May died. And Miss May was over like, what? She was older than Jesus. So may his soul rest in peace. Amazing, huh? Kids today suffer from plastic and 5Gs. What's 5G?
Cell phone tower stuff.
Oh, cell phone stuff?
Yeah, high bandwidth cell phone signal.
Really? Well, no. But anyway, may his soul rest in peace. This is hell on earth. It really is. Working through human beings. Can you imagine? Think about this for a minute. For those who really want to think about it. Or if you don't want to think about it, you don't have to. That something has made a home in you, in all human beings. Something made a home in your mind and in your body. And it operates through you. It makes you think and do what it wants you to think and do. It can make you afraid. It can make you have false happiness. It can make you have sadness. It can make you think about tomorrow, which doesn't exist, or yesterday, which doesn't exist. It can make you hold on to memories that bring nothing but sadness and grief. And you think that's, oh. And you know something wrong with that because you're not happy having the sadness and grief, but you won't let the memories go. All you gotta do is let the memories go, stop thinking about it, and it's done. But something in all human beings, it doesn't matter the race, the color, male or female, whatever you, wherever you live in this world, something else has made a home in you, and it makes you do what it wants you to do because you have identified with it as you. And you think you are making you do things that you don't want to do and preventing you. You think you are preventing you from doing the things you want to do. It lives in your house. It's not you. But you won't turn the lights on within so you can see who is in your house. At least turn the light on and see. Look under the bed. Look. Turn the lights on. Consciousness. Awareness. Amazing. This is hell on earth. You don't have to wait to die. You know what hell is already. Look inside of you, and you'll see hell. You will see hell because you refuse to see heaven. There is, nowadays, when you go to the gym or you're at school, or you go to college or wherever you go, it's not uncommon now to look around and you see a man, a male in a woman's bathroom, locker room or whatever, or a woman in a male locker room. It's so crazy because they have this transgender thing they have approved as being normal. Yeah, it's been approved. And so if you complain about it, you get in trouble. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Right angle news. It's reported that a gold gym in the Bronx is under fire after staff revoked a woman's membership and escorted her out with police after she bravely confronted a man pretending to be a woman in the woman's locker room. Watch this from X.
How are you?
Did you tell me or not that women like to see?
I'm asking you question.
Exactly. Get out of the way
now.
No. Now he knows how to be a man, right? Stay out of the women's locker room. We don't want it. You can't get rid of me for this. I'm a woman, and I have every right to not want a man in the restroom when I'm naked. There are girls naked in there. Look at them walking in there like it's okay. It's not okay.
Adults, gym. Men. Grown men with big in the women's locker room. And that's why I'm getting kicked out. And I want to make sure the girls know.
Today I was naked in the locker room. I turn around and there's a man there. In boy clothes,
lip gloss, standing there looking at me, I'm butt naked. So the first thing I think is maybe there's a worker in here, maybe I missed the sign. I say the word sir to say, sir, what are you doing in here? He goes, don't f***ing talk to me. I'm a woman, I have a right to be in here. And then I talk to the people that work at Gold's Gym and they don't really have anything to do. They just like, oh, we can file a report about an incident report. What the f*** is going on? Like, listen, how can you say you a woman or you want to be a woman and you don't care how women feel?
What the hell on earth? Hell on earth. It's just inside of human beings. You can have peace on earth, or you can have hell on earth. I wonder, had this been a woman pretending to be a man in the men's locker room, would the same outrage happen? I see it a lot when men are playing in women's sports, the women and others pretending to be so upset about it. But they're not upset when women playing in men's sport. I even ask when I interview people on the fatherstate.tv, and I ask, should men play in women's sports? No! Why not? Men are stronger. Women don't have a chance. I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then I ask, should women play in men's sport? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Well, I'm like, why? What's the difference? Are the men weaker when women are playing in their sport than when they are playing in women's sport? What's the difference? They're afraid to say that a woman shouldn't play in the men's sport. A woman shouldn't be in a men's club. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's hell on earth, and I understand it. And this is not just coming from liberal women. This is coming from so-called Christian women, conservative women, too. They are not for men. And you can bank on that. But it's hell on earth, and it's going to get worse unless the human heart changes. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. Some are waking up around the world. I talk to them all every day in counseling. And if you want individual family counseling, go to rebuildingaman.com. You can make an appointment or call 800-411-BOND. You may need just one session. Sometimes people get two, or sometimes they won't follow up. But it's up to you. It's the same deal around the world. And that's why I want you to know, when you blame others for your feelings, the thoughts and the feelings that you have, you're a weak, poor, pitiful, poor excuse of a victim, and you're a dangerous person. You blame somebody else. Blaming is not going to get you any freedom at all. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Country and Western to stay. And Beyonce ain't country and Western to stay. I know country and Western. And Beyonce ain't country and Western. What the? I'm being told that Dick Cheney was famously pro same sex marriage because his daughter was lesbians, what the? Even while W. Bush was against it. Amazing. That's from Hake. I don't know where he get it from. Amazing. Announcements. The Men's Forum this Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month. The first Thursday of the month. Already at 7 p.m. Men's Forum. And for those who are just tuned in or just heard about it, Ladies Forum every third Thursday of the month. Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. And for personal shout-outs, and I will do them for you, birthday shout-outs, weddings, encouragements, whatever, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, whatever the shout-out is, and check out our merch, amazing merch. Pachi's Coffee, I have my own coffee now. What the? Pachi's Coffee, mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, and everything. Every dime we get goes back to the nonprofit, so thank you in advance for helping us help. But the merch, for helping us help others. But the merch is all worth it. It's beautiful. When she crying, she lying, Tom like a mug, all kinds of stuff. Amazing. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. All thoughts are all lies. And it's the end of the year is coming up. But anyway, check out JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. And it's the end of the year, so make donations to Bond. It's a nonprofit, tax deductible. We have been doing this for 35 years now. It's amazing. Thank you for helping us to help others. And a lot of you are helping us without me even having to mention. Thank you. But some people need reminding. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. So that thing about Dick Cheney supporting or same-sex, so-called same-sex marriage, is from the Christian Post. They reported that about Dick Cheney back in 2012. ABC in 2004, former Vice President Dick Cheney publicly voices supportive stance for gay marriage equality. Whatever that means. So, yeah. But may his soul rest in peace. 84 years old. As Hake would say, gone too soon. Whatever that means. 84 doesn't sound soon to me. But maybe. I have an aunt who's 101. So you may be right. 84 is a little soon. Let me go to the busy phones here. Let me go to first time call out of New York. Devon out of New York. Devon, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Devon.
How you?
How are you? All is well.
All right. So I had a question about the silent prayer.
Yes.
So I've been listening for a while, like a long while, but I haven't taken it seriously the past couple of years.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I was a Buddhist, quote unquote, and we used to do a lot of meditation. So I was kind of familiar with it before, but since doing it now with kind of like the lens of, I guess, God or whatnot in my mind, it's just like, it feels more effective, if that makes any sense.
It like, does, absolutely.
Yeah, like before it was kind of like, you know, just for myself. And even in your teachings, I see that it's to bring it back to yourself, but in Buddhism, it's kind of like you go where you want. And with this viewpoint, it seems more like it has like a ground. But anyway, I want to get to my question. So I have been doing it every day and every night, more or less. I do it like every day. I work overnight, so sometimes I find myself in the middle of the day having to do it.
Right.
And recently, I've been catching myself like in my thoughts. But like I just catching myself, and then it'd bring me down a whole other rabbit hole of thought, and then I'm just kind of there in and out of thought, looking at them and whatnot. I'm trying to, and I understand that it's just my imagination going over time. But I guess my question is like, and I know you say you don't understand I have an end date or anything, but is that how it's supposed to be? How it's supposed to feel? Because, like I said, I constantly catch myself going into the thought, and I see it, and I know what it is. I'm able to label it, but then it just persists, and
yeah.
It don't stop until I finally, until I sit down again and just kind of like shut out all the noise.
And how do you shut out the noise?
Usually, I literally just shut off everything. I sit quietly because usually it used to be when I was younger. Like, I could watch media, I could watch everything, and it works as a distraction. And it would keep me, like, away from these thoughts. But even now, it's like, anything I watch, for the most part, it kind of just brings it right back. The music, every song becomes about me or my situation. I'm watching media, it makes me feel like, what's going on? So I just completely shut everything off if I have to. And for a while, I was even listening to, like, brown noise, where it's just, like, static. To kind of help me just take the edge off. But even that was kind of like, even for my, I have to admit, was a bit extreme. So.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess the wrong question is, when does it end? I think that's even biblical. The assignment is we just don't yell out, when will it end? And I've been seeing myself doing that a lot.
And why? And you yell out, when will it end?
I don't yell it out per se, but I'm in my, I say it in my head, like, when will this stop? Like, how much longer will this keep going? Because I'll see it, I'll know what it is, and I'll be like, what?
I understand. And when you're saying, when will it end, who is saying that?
See, I was hoping you wouldn't get here. There's so many questions that I could ask. Well, not questions. I'm not that smart. But there's so many things that I think about when you go down this line, and I know I'm not even answering it now. When I think about who I am, I think about me who was observing all this, I guess.
But when you're saying, when will it end? This is too much. This is painful. Who is saying that?
I'm thinking about it now. The person, if you're asking me like that, I would say the person who I imagine is going through that is saying that. Like the person I'm observing in my head is saying that and screaming. And honestly, sometimes I laugh at him because I'm like, what? But it still don't stop me from like just that feeling like I'm dying or something, like from passing. Even though like it's getting shorter now, that feeling is like agony when I'm going through these emotions is shorter than it used to be.
Right.
I still feel it.
Who is saying, when will it end? This is too hard. Who's saying that?
The me that I imagine is going through that pain.
I would recommend never saying that again, because if you stay aware, those identities that made a home in you are dying. Those identities that you've been identified with all your life, thinking that they were you, is dying. But when you say, when will it all end? You are saying that this is happening to you. So you're creating another false identity. And that's what they want you to do, because they do not want to depart from your house. They want to stay in your house. Because if you put them out, they got to go find a home in somebody else. And they don't want to live. They don't want to leave you. And it's not you saying that. That's the false identity saying it. It sounds like your voice because they imitate your voice. But that's not you. So I would recommend you never say, where will it all end? Because now you built another false identity that's going to stay longer inside of you. That's not you saying that. It's not you. You do feel the pain in your body, but it's just pain, and it's not your pain, and it's not your body. So that's what must die. That false self, the false identity, must die in order for you to have life. And if you are aware of these things happening inside of you, you're waking up to life. You're starting to live. The awareness itself is life. The unawareness is death, is darkness.
I'm glad that you say that, because I remember it's coming to my remembrance that you said that a while ago, like when it starts to really hurt is when it's like, I want to say working. Oh, yeah. Well, you said working. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's what it
definitely feels like. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, I remember. Pardon me.
And that's why you should want. The greater the ego pain is, the greater the fear is, the greater the worry is, the stronger the doubt is, all that. You should want that so you can die from it. Be aware of it and die from it. But the awareness is what's destroying the illusions. And the awareness is life.
Honestly, yeah. Word. That
sounds good. And so you want to practice staying present, being aware of what's happening in the mind and the body, and do nothing about it, and just be aware and just live with it, walk with it, sleep with it, drive with it, eat with it, but don't fight with it and don't complain about it. It's okay that we're discussing it, but don't complain. You want that ego pain to just overwhelm you so you can die from it.
Yeah, I've noticed that this was long before. I used to be a very dramatic person. That when I did complain, people were, they're more likely, they're happy to cajole you for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, misery, love, baby. Company.
Then as soon as they feel like they gave you enough love, then it's like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I learned to just kind of like keep my pains and my struggles to myself for the most part.
Yeah, because there's nothing that anyone can do about it anyway. Most people are your enemies, and they rejoice when they know you're in pain. It's a thrill for them to see or hear that you're in pain. It gives false life to them, and they feel good. That's why human beings try to give other human beings pain, because it's a thrill for them. It's death, but they call it life.
Yeah, even with some of my so-called friends, they'd only reach out when they were going through struggles, but yeah, as soon as they're all living good and happy, I don't hear from nobody no more.
There's no love, no love. But let me ask, do you understand that the light that is allowing you to see the darkness, all those emotions are dark, those thoughts and emotions, the so-called feel-good ones are painful, too. They are dark emotions. It's the life, the light, that is allowing you to see the darkness, which is not you, so that you can overcome it?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that. I don't want to get into a whole... That you ask that, I kind of I see that, but then I'm confused about what's darkness and what's light. For instance,
all
I
thoughts
to,
are darkness. Go ahead, make your point. You went to what?
No, because right now I'm living in New York, and as you know, it's a hellhole, and it's going to get worse pretty soon. So even before we were supposed to get this socialist or so-called socialist, it was really bad here. So I was already in the mind of doing like a program that allowed you to like volunteer on farms and like kind of get skills, because I don't have no skills right now. Only thing I know about is photography, and it floated me by for a while. But
do you have a job?
Yes.
Well, then you have a skill.
Well. Yeah.
Let me ask them because of time.
Of course.
You said you were a Buddhist beforehand?
Yes.
And when you were a Buddhist, you guys used to meditate, you say?
Yes.
And what was the purpose of meditation? What would you meditate on?
Well, meditation, there's different schools, but the school of Buddhism I was under, they would have you like, you would just, when you're meditating, you're not really meditating on anything. They kind of tell you to just focus on a blank spot in space. And as you're doing it, the thoughts will naturally start to they'll come to you without you even having to do anything. They just want you to watch them. Watch them, don't attach to them, watch them, accept them, watch them. Do that for like an hour, say some ohms, stretch. But
did they tell you that those thoughts were evil and not you?
They tell you that they're evil, but they also tell you that they are you. Like, they tell you that Mara and his three daughters, they're ultimately, they come from outside of you, but they're also a part of you.
But they're not coming from outside of you. They're inside of you. That's the problem.
Yeah, usually he'll come as like how you know Satan's voice is the voice inside of your head. They'll usually come outside externally as illusions and some kind of enticement to pull you away from the path, which is in Buddhism just sitting in silence, but sitting with yourself.
The Buddha person or people, do they believe in God? Or do they believe there is a God?
That's where the split comes in. Some Buddhists believe that the Buddha that originally attained enlightenment is a God, and that there's other gods who reached enlightenment as well, and they ascended past humanity. And then there's some schools who believe that the Buddha is either just, he's just a teacher. He's not like a god. He just ascended to, there's no really ascension into enlightenment. You become enlightened. That's why it's so many, so split.
Yeah. Because of time, I got to run here, but I want to encourage, how old are you, Devon?
36.
I want to encourage you this time, stay with it. Stay with it and just stay with it. And I want to encourage you to give up trying to fight those demons inside of your mind and emotions. They are truly demons. They're evil. And they made a home in you when you were a kid, when you became angry. So I want you to encourage you to watch those demons. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Live with them no matter how painful. And when they get painful, when it becomes very, very painful to the point where you want to cry out, where would it end? Don't cry out. Be glad that it's painful so that you can die from it. And so because it's the false self, it's the illusion, it's the nature of evil that would eventually depart from your mind and you would never have to deal with them again. It'll be all gone. You will have a clear mind. And you will have a clear mind in everything that you do. But you got to let the light clear the darkness, take the spirit of darkness away from you.
That makes sense. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I felt like you had a question. Yes, I did forgive my mom.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask you that. You went to your mother?
I was living with her at the time, so it made it easy.
And so what did you say to her?
I said, you know, I forgive you for everything, you know, we went through growing up. I understand now, like, especially this is after I was just some adults in myself. I was like, I understand that it could have been difficult or whatever.
And what was her response?
She seemed very, my mom's very, I get a lot from my mom. She was very dramatic. So she was just kind of like, she started tearing up and she was very grateful about it. And she was like, I just wanted to get my, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It was all nice. She was nice about it.
And how about your father?
My dad, it's funny because I tried to do it the first time. He kind of just brushed me off. And then the second time I had him on the phone for a little bit. And he was like, yeah, I ain't worried about all that. So it was just like water under the bridge. Like, it didn't even matter.
Nice. Well, as long as you forgave him, now all you have to do is go about your life. And while going about your physical life, be aware of what's happening inside of you, and you will die from that. But you got to let the light shine on you. You got to be aware of it. So if you go unconscious by falling back into the imagination, the thought, just come back to being aware of where you are and what you're doing. Always be aware of where you are. And then you can't go wrong.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
I hear the music.
So what?
I said I hear the music. I heard it. We got a move on music.
Yeah. It's the end of the show. Call me again. Let me know how it goes.
For sure. Thank you.
All right, bud. Amazing. Super chat.
Derek, five coffees. Can one forgive their mother or father if both parents are dead? Also, does one have to be baptized to get into heaven?
No, you're now baptized of the Spirit. If you want to get water baptized, fine, but it's of the Spirit. We'll have to finish when we come back. Let me take one break. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the faint news. Thank you for your support. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts.
I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from amazon.com, all right?
Going on in this old here world. This is Country and Western Tuesday, the end of hour one, November 4th, AD 2025. There's elections going on, as you all may know. There is one line open, which you can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second or third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show here, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, GMT or UTC minus 8. We're 8 hours behind Universal Coordinated Time, something or other, Greenwich Mean Time. Nice. And so we're an hour later for y'all down under and people in other parts of the world and country that don't observe daylight saving time falling back like we did. We fell back into standard time. That was on Sunday we did that. Anyways, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, there's a bunch of elections that they're closely following because they're communists. They believe in government, not God. And races for mayor in degenerate New York City, races for governor or governess in New Jersey. I don't know who's running in New Jersey at this point. And Virginia, two women. And Proposition 50 redistricting, the gerrymandering, the Democrat gerrymandering ongoing. They've been gerrymandering the heck out of us with the immigration mess, right? Are you kidding me? In California here. So what a mess. New York City voters will choose their next so-called mayor today, closing out an eventful campaign with the Democrat nominee Zohran something Mamdani. He has some, you know, whatever, Muslim-sounding name. Independent candidate Andrew Cuomo. He's a real Democrat, a bad Democrat, according to Trump, but Trump endorsed him. And Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani, a 34-year-old Democratic socialist, better known as communist, as Trump and JLP, and probably Hake, rightly call him. He's leading in the polls. Electrified young dumb voters. Shout out. Don't say dumb kids. But has come under fire for a lack of governing experience and a lack of any sense whatsoever. Anyway, on Monday, President Trump urged New Yorkers to vote for Governor Andrew Cuomo, former governor. He stepped down because he was Me Too'd. It was a phony Me Too-ing. Saying he has a record of success, Cuomo dismissed Trump's endorsement, insisting the president was simply opposing Mamdani. Cuomo was like, I can stop Trump. Mamdani can't. Ridiculous, huh? New Jersey, Democrat Representative Mikie Sherrill, Sherrill. Never heard of him or her. Faces Republican Jack Ciattarelli. Ciattarelli, pardon me, Italians. That looks like an Italian name. Ciattarelli. In the race for New Jersey governor. Shout out, Jersey. Ciattarelli has leaned on his support for our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. In the traditionally Democrat-leaning state, remember Chris Christie, the fat rhino? Shout out. I like Chris Christie, sort of. Was running that state, and he hugged Obama. Pfft, rhino. Anyway, emotional. So we'll see what happens. He's repeatedly praised the administration's policies on immigration, tax reforms. Several high-profile Democrats, or at least a few, including Obama, supported Mikie Sherrill. It's a woman, front runner in the race. We'll see what happens, right? And Virginia, Winsome Earl-Sears, that black female, former lieutenant governess, is running against Abigail Spanberger. Born Davis, Abigail. And so we'll see what happens. The Democrat female may win. In California, Prop 50... We're supposed to vote no on 50 if you're a Christian, if you're a decent person, if you're white, if you're a man, or if you're a woman who doesn't hate men. Vote no on 50. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Go! got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. It's Tuesday. And you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is amazing this week. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself and others ever again? Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you just can't watch the show, you want a podcast, you can. But you can listen on your phone, no matter where you're at the gym or you walking or running or you're making breakfast. Lunch or dinner, may depend on what time zone you're in. Or wherever you are, you can listen on your phone. It's been made possible by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesday remind me of growing up on that beautiful plantation down in Sweet Home, Alabama, where we couldn't get anything on the radio but country and Western music. So every Tuesday is and will always be country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday is a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. Amazing. Let me go. Oh, let me do this first. I want to catch up on the super chats.
Super chats.
Kevin on Cash App says, make it a beautiful day. Thank you, sir.
What a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. Thank you.
Man says, how would doing math fit into thinking or not thinking?
Practical thinking. God gave you a mind to do math, but it's a gift from God, not of you, of yourself. But you don't live by that, right? You do the math, and now you put your pen down, and you're done with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus. Earth is not spinning. Ask yourself, are we really spinning 1,000 miles an hour? Triple question mark. Come on. What the? Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
You're welcome. And the way you find out if the earth is spinning or not, stop gravity. Stop gravity and see what happens to you. You can prove it. Don't hold on to gravity. And you'll see. Thank you.
Kelly, is having no feelings or thoughts toward family, friends, or enemies considered love?
Having no, now it's all depend on if you're faking not having a feeling. But if you overcome feelings by overcome thoughts, you're going to have perfect love for your family and all. It's going to be the right love, and it will not be emotional. It will not be emotional. God is a dispassionate God. He is not a passionate God. When you hear human beings say, oh, I'm so passionate. I'm so passionate, they're telling you they are one with evil and they are very emotional. Watch out for those people. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you, Chris. That's amazing.
Anthony gave a winky sticker face. Thank you.
Amazing. Nice.
David has been a member for 3 months. The best podcast on my iPad on this side of heaven.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
And Chris asks,
What
does King Trump have to say
today?
Jesse?
I am glad you ask. And they call him King.
For every one new regulation, 2 old regulations must be eliminated.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They have king rallies around the world. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Hey, I want you to respond to this.
Okie dokie.
Did you hear that this judge, a Superior Court judge, used the bathroom outside of the office?
Meaning he did public urination?
Yeah, it was a she.
She?
I thought it was
a he.
That's
even worse.
When my producer first introduced his story to me, I immediately thought it was a he.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I'm like, did she stand up and do it, or did she, was she able to squat? Did you know that some women stand up and urinate?
Don't give me mental images. I'm blaming you for what's going on in my mind.
I know. Don't blame me. What now?
I feel like I can blame you, though.
Down in Alabama, when we were living on the plantation, sometimes the women had to stand up because they had to use the bathroom outside.
Uh-huh.
Except when they're in the cotton fields and places like that. And so they'll just stand up and pee.
Thanks for sharing.
Why are you blushing?
I'm not. So you look perfectly white.
Uh-huh. Faustin Phoenix, an Arizona Superior Court judge, was allegedly caught on body camera footage urinating near the courthouse where she worked. She was near the courthouse. Did she know that somebody going to see her? Watching from 12 News.
What are you doing?
A Yavapai County Superior Court judge caught with her pants down.
Why? What are we doing?
I'm waiting for an Uber.
This is disgusting.
I'm waiting for an Uber.
Okay, this is unacceptable. Where's your ID?
Just a few hundred feet away from the courthouse, a Prescott police officer stopped Christine Schaff Olson for public urination. It was just after 1:30 the morning of October 4th, and Schaff Olson appeared to be heavily impaired as she sits up on the bench and pulls her pants up.
Look at that. I'm a little drunk and I got to pee.
You're singing Lady A, Lady Annabella. I was going to ask if she had been drinking.
I'm a little drunk and I got to pee now.
At least it didn't look like it was in broad daylight.
I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
I'm proud of the cop calling her saying that was disgusting.
Her husband showed up and he was detained. Watch 12 News.
Are you her husband?
Yep.
Okay. Can you hang out over by the cab for me?
Nope. Come on.
Yeah, you can, because I'm conducting an investigation.
For what?
Because I just saw her puking and urinating, exposing herself to several people.
That wasn't her.
The video shows her husband, Jason Olson, refusing to walk back to the cab, and then officers arrested him on charges of interfering and resisting arrest.
5:15, we're fighting.
I'm not fighting.
I can't breathe. Just take these.
After her husband was detained... Schaff Olson seems to tell officers what she does for work.
You know, my name is Judge Christine Olson.
But it's not acknowledged, and she's later cited and asked to go home.
So you're going to have to sign it, promising to appear in court in about a month.
I'm a judge. I'm Judge Christine, and I can pee on this, the bus stop.
Okay.
Following Monday, she resigned from her position. Watch this.
All right.
The following Monday, Schaff Olson resigned from her position, saying in part, "My resignation comes after careful consideration of current physical, medical, and family circumstances. The Yavapai community deserves and has judges who are steadfast in their commitment to serving Yavapai County. Considering current events in my life, I believe it would be difficult to honor this commitment."
Amazing.
That's so white to resign after that.
Right. And not cry racism.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the husband's going to show up. He's going to be all tough.
Right.
Come on. What do you say?
Well, fortunately for them, they didn't have to go to jail. It looked like he got cuffed and detained, but he didn't end up having to go to jail.
Yeah.
And they sound like they both got charged for stuff because the husband was out of order. And I was surprised that she had a husband because she didn't look very, normal in her behavior. Wifely, yeah. Normal wifely.
Wifely.
Yeah. But right on for resigning and get a hold of your wife.
It goes to show, even with a Superior Court judge degree, you still need Jesus.
That you do.
You still have conflict. So if you, I don't know, according to the story, I went there, right? Let's say she's drunk on the bus stop to a point she's throwing up and peeing. That means she got a lot of conflict.
And is lacking, perhaps, in judgment.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What a mess! Amazing!
Thanks for including me in that. Well, not.
I'm surprised that white man fought the police back like
that. Yeah,
it was... No, normally white people don't do that. That's like a black thing.
I wonder if he were mildly drunk as well.
I don't
just
know.
Totally wondering.
Yeah, because it didn't say he was there with her. He showed up.
Oh.
So we don't know if he came to pick her up or what happened.
Yeah. People got issues.
Yeah. Every human being has something that they have to overcome.
All
who are born of the woman must be born of the Spirit. She said she called an Uber, though. Remember
yeah,
she said she was
waiting for an Uber? Was she lying?
I thought the Uber normally would be right there.
And usually the Uber is not the husband. Or if the Uber showed up to pick them both up.
I don't know.
Don't remember.
I don't know. What a mess. Anyway, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mike, a first-time call out of Oregon. Mike, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I've been listening to you for many years. Finally got on.
Right on. Thank you, Mike.
You're awesome. I'll be 72 this year, and I got a question to ask you.
Okay.
And I think you can answer it. Now, I'm 71, be 72, and I want to ask you, I've never seen a white person. Now, everybody complains about white, black, whatever, but I'm a breed, and I've never seen a white person all my life.
They don't have white people
Pardon?
They don't have white people in Oregon?
I've never seen a white person. There's no such thing as a white person.
Show him Hake. I want to show you a white person.
No, I believe in Jesus, and I don't believe in hate. But all I know is that everybody
Hake, H-A-K-E, he's white.
No. You know, brother, there's no such thing as white people. All people are people of color. Okay?
What do you mean by that?
Well, all people are people of color. Now, I am a breed, okay? What a breed is a half-breed.
My
father was a Scotsman. They came over in the 1700s away from Britain, okay? My mother came off the reservation in Oklahoma Cherokees, right? Well, they hitched up, and they got married, and they had me in 1953, okay?
Well, you're a half-breed.
That's right. I'm a half-breed. But if we qualify people being white and black and brown and blue, well, that would make me pink, because if my father was white, my mom's red, I'm pink. See, this is all nonsense. The Bible doesn't speak of color, and it's got to stop. White supremacy, that's nonsense. Okay? I've worked my butt off all my life. No one gave me a dime. But I've never seen a white person. I look in the mirror. I'm not a refrigerator. I'm not a wash machine. I'm not a piece of paper. I've never seen a tire walk or refrigerator talk.
So because of time, what would you call white people?
Light skin. In the Bible, you go back hundreds of thousands of years.
No,
there's light,
a light
skin,
skin is a black person with
No, because there's not that many black people. Because if you were black, Jesse, your skin would be like your hair, black. You were light skin. You had one lady on there I watched one time because she called us vanilla. Well, come on, give me a break. I like to call you a chocolate shake. Stupid. It's stupid. No, I believe in Jesus, and I know what's going on, but I've always wanted, everybody says white people. I've never met one, and I never will. Jesus isn't white. Okay, but we're light skin and dark skin.
Is Jesus Jewish?
Jesus is Jewish or Northern African. He's Jewish, but he's got the skin of a Middle Eastern or a black man.
Oh.
Okay, but there's no white or black. That's what people say, white supremacy, white privilege. That's nonsense.
Amazing.
There's light skin. Now, when I look at you as a black man, you're dark skin to me. When I look at an Australian or the one over there in the islands over there or parts of Africa, when a man's skin is black and his hair is black, and you look at you, he's a black man.
When you say that there's no black or white, but Jesus had black skin, how do you determine that?
Well, I really don't know if he's got black skin or whatever.
It's amazing that no one really knows what
Jesus
looked like.
But we keep calling people white people, and there's no such thing.
Right on. Thank you,
man. Because I am tan. I am tan in color. Okay?
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
My mother, my father married us in Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. Half-breed. That's all I ever heard. Half-breed. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing. Let me go to Australia, heard around the world, and talk to Mitt. Mitt,
hey, Jesse, how are you, big brother?
All is well.
Awesome. Hey, the time has changed. Like, in Australia, usually it's 11 a.m. it starts, and then it goes like 2 or 3 or something. And now it's starting at 1 a.m. in the morning or something. Do you change the clocks over in America like 2 hours forward or 2 hours back?
Yeah, we go in some of the states here in the country, it's 1 hour backwards.
1 hour backwards. Oh, okay. That's
and do
what,
you
that's
guys go forward
is.
Or backward this time of year?
Pardon me?
In Australia, does the time go forward or backwards?
Both ways. Forward in reverse. Hey, I know a lot of trippers, Jesse, and I know when you talk about death, it's not death of the body, it's death of the ego. And that's what a lot of people got to understand. Some people get confused and they think you're talking about physical death, and you're not.
No, like, I mean, that's why I always say I'm talking about ego death, the spiritual death, not the physical.
Yes. Yes. You're the most ego death like person I've ever met. You know, that's why I listen to you. That's why I love you and that. You know, hey, I wanted to answer the question and that too. Can I answer the question?
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
No way. Even when I look at people, I judge them with my eyes. I judge them with my senses. I judge them with my smell. I judge them with the way they talk. I judge them with who they chill with. I judge them with their group of people. I judge them on what they say. Like, you know.
So you can't help but judge?
I will be able to. Pardon me?
You say you can't help but judge?
Yeah, like you're even looking at a person, ask chicks and that. You look at a person, you like, you know, if they're a man or not, like, you know, or you know, not or not.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents. I want to respond to you what you said, but I gotta wait, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, and window panes making you happy. That makes me. And that was a good part of the story. I'm going to try and get some.
Let me ask you this. Do you spell your name with two T's?
Nah, just one. You've asked me that before, but who's the other meat? Where does the other meat come from?
I don't know. Now, okay, he just removed it. It's MIT. All right.
Yeah, thank just one. Bro. Just one. Just all one right. MIT. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Scott, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Scott, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Scott.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just had some questions about, I wonder if I could get some advice about my wife.
Okay.
And problems I'm going through with my wife.
All right.
She, like, a couple weeks ago, tore all my stuff up, and I had to call the ambulance on her. I had to call the, you know, so she'd go to the nut hut. And then she got out of there and she's staying with somebody else. And I guess I'm just wondering, you know, how do I go about this? I think it's done. She called me last night. I just kind of wanted to be done.
You wanted to be over?
Yeah.
And how long you been married?
5 years.
So why don't you walk away from it?
Well, that's what everyone keeps telling me to do. And
don't you walk away from it? You're not answering it.
I guess I just don't know.
You don't know what?
Well, not, well, I am walking away from it.
Just be done with it?
Okay. But does that mean I have to, like, should I just block her number? Should I, if she needs to get a hold of me about the kid? We have a son together.
How old is the son?
3.
So why not just be done with her and go, and you and your son go live your life?
I guess that's what I'm just going to have to do then.
But why not do it? Why haven't you done it already?
Oh, well, she's not with me now. I mean, like, up until this point? You mean, like, why haven't I done it up until this point?
Yes.
Just because I just kept taking her back, because I'm weak. You know, I keep taking her back, and...
You're weak to what?
I'm weak to, I don't like to be alone.
And why not?
I don't know, my thoughts just start going, and... I want to have me a honey.
And are you your thoughts?
No.
Are those thoughts yours?
No.
So why do you believe those thoughts then?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not doing the things I need to be doing. And like we're going to church.
You said that you don't want to be alone, but being with someone is not bringing you peace. Why not be alone so you can overcome that? Because if you can't live alone, you would never have peace living with others. It got to start with you first. Why not work on yourself? Get rid of that woman and work on you.
Okay.
No, that was a question. Well, why not? How old are you?
38.
So why don't you file? You have a son. Why don't you work on you so you can overcome all that?
Because it's difficult.
And how is it difficult? Meaning what? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'll be a single father. She don't want to have nothing to do with him.
You're lucky. That's good. And
that
most guys don't get to go. Most men can't take their children with them. You're fortunate that you can take your son and she doesn't want him. That's great.
Yeah, it is great. I guess I never really thought deep on it. What if she tries to, she might try to get a hold of my family and try to say that, I want to see him, but she never follows through.
But why are you doing an if? Why don't you wait and see what happens?
Well, I suppose I will.
Why don't you do it that way? Why? Because you're double-minded when you do ifs, and a double-minded person is unstable in all of their ways. Why not have a way to see it? Just live and let life happen through you and for you.
Okay.
No, why not do it that way?
Well, I guess I've just never done it that way. I've never done it that way because I guess I never really thought that deep on it.
This is why you need to work on yourself so you can see what's going on with you. Have you heard me say you need to forgive your mother?
Yes.
Have you done that?
I did it the other night. I did it 2 nights ago.
And what happened?
Well, she was kind of confused by it, but I was just like, you know, I forgive you for you know, what grandma put in you.
Right.
And I felt elated. I felt elated afterward.
Yes. And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I haven't got a hold of him. I haven't seen my father in years.
And why not?
I don't know how to. He just. I was raised by my grandparents. I didn't really meet him until I was 21. I went to church where his family went to, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I met him.
And when you asked him what happened, what did he say?
Oh, I couldn't take care of you, man. I knew your grandparents would do a better job.
And so did you forgive him because he was being honest with you?
Well, I mean, I haven't talked to him in that long. I mean, at the time I did, I said, I forgive you. I understand. So I guess I did forgive my father, didn't I?
So here's what I recommend. If you want to be free, be glad that that woman is gone, and then start doing the silent prayer so you can practice being present with the truth. And the truth will make you free. Stay
right,
out of
man.
Your head. Stay out of thoughts. And just live your life moment by moment and let life happen through you.
All right, then.
Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
Yeah, I just became familiar with it a couple of days ago. I did it out at the cemetery one time.
It was starting to stay with the silent prayer so you don't live in your imagination, those thoughts. Those thoughts are evil, and they're not yours, and they'll make you feel like you're lonely, and there's no such thing as a person being lonely. It's an illusion.
All right, then.
And just forget about that woman, man. Don't worry about her. Let her go her way. Don't contact her or anything, and just live your life. You'll be fine. But you got to work on yourself.
Absolutely.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Gravity is a rumor. Just like COVID, never been isolated. Gravity is not on any chart, never seen, only theoretical. Come on, man. Joe Biden voice. What the? Jesse voice. You're fired, Trump voice. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Stay with it. Okay, let gravity go and see what happens. Amazing. Thank you.
Steve, 40 coffees.
Thank you, Steve.
Jesse, amazing. Wanted to say thank you. Everything you've done with Bond, reflecting. Life has changed.
Amazing. Back in a moment. Later. Here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and
they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Like this video. Like, hit like right now as I'm speaking. Hit like. I'm waiting. Oh, thank you. Yeah, hit that. I see you, John. I see you, Mary. I see you, Sue. Right on. Thank you. Hit like. Also, the Hake Report. So let's get to, my producer's telling me right now, let's get to 500 likes. Let's get 500 likes today. That's not too much to ask for. What the? Hit like. Thank you, Derek. My producer, black. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And support us on social media. We are on Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com. You got to know how to rumble. /Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is king. Christ is king. So like, follow, comment, subscribe. Let me go to Amir out of New York. Amir, you are on the air.
Doing this morning.
All this way, Amir.
Oh, good, good, good. So I have an issue, and I'm kind of complicated, or maybe I'm making it complicated, but I'll be, like, super brief. But so my wife passed away 2 years ago, and it's just me and my son here now. And her family, I haven't visited her family more than, like, once in the last 2 years, but I haven't really felt, like, the desire to. Plus, I check with my son too. I ask him if you want to go visit your grandparents, and he never wants to visit. I know I'm making it sound like I'm leaving it up to him, but he honestly doesn't want to go.
How old is he?
He is 10. He just turned 10.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so he's witted enough to know like what he wants and what he doesn't want. But
right.
So the main question is. Okay, so the reason I haven't been visiting is because they are like, I honestly just don't trust them. I just don't. They're like super Bible thumpy people, and they're like, they take the Bible literally. And, you know, some of the reasons that they think that my wife was, you know, she died was because God took her because he was ready for her, which, you know, I don't believe. Right, exactly. So, yeah, so I don't believe in that. Like, I don't believe that God works like that, but they do. And I'm just worried that if I do take him over there, if he wants to go visit, like, any of his grandparents, that they will like convince him that that's what actually happened. But that's just one reason. But basically, like I said, I haven't visited them in like 2 years, and I'm wondering, am I doing the right thing?
Well, why would it be right or wrong for you to visit them? You don't have to visit them if you don't want them want to. You don't owe them anything.
You're right, Jesse. And whenever I do feel like I should be visiting them, I hear your voice saying like you don't owe anybody anything, which
right.
You know, that's absolutely true. And the other day too, like yesterday, her mom sent me an email because I haven't been responding to their texts because they text me, but I just don't respond. I just don't want to respond. But the mom sent me an email and said, we really miss you basically. And we wondering if you'd be open to come see us. I didn't reply to the email though. So I just don't want to visit them anymore. I'm actually trying to move on. And
why
like,
are you having conflict with her about that?
About
whether you visit or not. Yeah.
So
you sound like you have conflict on as to whether you're right or wrong for not going.
Yeah, no, you're right. I am conflicted.
Why?
But it's, well, because my wife was like a suit, like she was like the queen of the Bible thumpers, man. Like she would always say like, oh, we're God's hands and feet. And I know. I used to laugh at her too. But, you know, she was, okay, in a situation like this, she would go visit everybody to see if everybody was all right.
Where's your wife now?
Oh, she passed away 2 years ago from cancer.
She dead. So what does have to do with you now?
I know. I you know what, Jesse? I honestly don't know what it has to do with me, but I feel like it does have some. You know what? Honestly, it's because of my son. Because I feel like maybe they feel like my son is related to them by blood. Like I feel like they have like some kind of say in matters. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
why are you thinking? Why are you feeling that way?
Because I know, like me as his father, you know, me and my wife created him. Like I have ultimate say. So, like
why are you conflicted?
Honestly, too. Like the other, like maybe a week before, the mom sent me an email. My wife's uncle on her father's side came over to my house basically like just super angry. Like, I mean, his nostrils were flaring and like he was just puffed up and I could tell he was angry. So I opened the door, which was a mistake. And long story short, he walked in and tried to guilt trip us because I told you it's a kind of a long story. But my wife's grandmother lives like 5 minutes down the road and I haven't seen her in 2 years. So he tried to guilt trip us into going to go visit the grandmother that lives 5 minutes down the road, which again, I just don't feel like I don't want to go. So it's a big long story, but basically I don't know what to do. So I was just wondering if you had like any experience with that kind of situation and if you could give me like some kind of advice on it.
Yeah, I could give advice on that one.
Okay. You want me to do like a counseling session with you then?
No. I mean, you do a counseling session if you want, but all you got to do is stay out of your thoughts about anything and just live your life and move on with your life and don't give those people any thoughts at all. You're bringing all this conflict upon yourself because you're in your imagination.
Yeah, you're right, man. You know what, too? Because I spoke with you 2 years ago, and I've been doing a silent prayer like every single day, every single night, and even like during the day. Whenever I remind myself to do it. So I've been doing it, and like I can see that like I start to think about them, and all these other thoughts come in. But it's just like I guess like the feelings that the thoughts are generating are so strong. It's like, you know,
yeah.
It's almost like the thoughts are like trying to make me do like go visit them. But I know a part of me I don't want to visit. I just don't.
The thoughts are trying to make you go, huh?
That's what it feels like.
So
and I, like I said, I know that.
Why don't you give up then?
Give up and go visit?
No, give up thoughts.
Oh, I know. Yes. I think part of it too is the house too, because like a part of me thinks that like if they know where I am.
Why don't you give up thoughts?
Why don't I?
Why don't you stop thinking? Look how much trouble you're getting you in.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you stop thinking? Why don't you give up?
I think that if I don't stop thinking, I won't be alert.
But you're not alert while you're thinking. Look how crazy you are. You don't know if you should go or you should stay. You don't want to go, but should you go? You're not alert. You're anything but alert.
Right, I know. I sound crazy, too. I'm sorry, man.
So why don't you stop thinking so you could be alert?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
Why don't I stop thinking so I can be more alert?
Not more alert, because you're not alert. Why don't you stop thinking so you can be alert?
I think part of it, too, is like I have my son, and we're always together because I'm lucky enough to work from home. So I'm also lucky enough to homeschool him properly. So I'm always alert. So I'm always listening to see if he
needs
something.
You're not alert. Why don't you stop thinking so you can be alert?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that, honestly, Jesse.
Because all of your confusion and uncertainties and all that coming from you thinking. You know that thing that's trying to make you want to go and not go and make you feel guilty? That's because you're thinking. Why don't you stop thinking?
Yeah, you're right. And
what would happen if you stopped thinking?
I'm hoping I would just feel better in my own house, honestly. Like I would just be able to be in my house with my son and we just be able to be there, just be here, just, you know.
What would happen if you stop thinking?
What would happen if I stopped? That's a good question. I can't believe I don't have an answer for that. Like I said, I don't know what would happen. I can only hope.
Do it and see.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a question.
Why don't I do it and see?
Yeah. Why don't you do it and see what happens?
I feel like I've been doing that for the last 2 years. You've been thinking.
Look how confused you are.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it and see what happens?
All right, I'll do it. I'll start right now. I'll just stop thinking.
How will you be confused if you're not thinking?
Right, I couldn't be confused. So I wouldn't have anything to confuse me.
And so why don't you stop thinking then? You got to think about teaching your son reading, writing, and arithmetic. You got to think about running your business. You got to think about what you're going to have for dinner. You need those practical thoughts, which are from God, but you don't need this other thinking that you're doing. Psychological, emotional thoughts are from hell. They're not from God. They're from evil. They are evil.
Yeah, you're right, Jesse. I guess I've probably been convincing myself that I've been doing good because, like I said, I have been doing the silent prayer twice a day, like every day, I guess you could say religiously, but every single day and even throughout the day. But be aware
of where you are all the time. You're moving your hand about, you're eating dinner, you're walking down the hallway. Be aware of where you are sitting into your head, not knowing where you are.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right, Justin. I was trying to make it short, but I think part of it, too, is I just honestly don't want to be here anymore. Part of me just doesn't want to be in this house anymore. So I think.
But if you didn't live in your head, you can live anywhere you want and be at perfect peace and have total control. Living in the house is not the problem. Living in your head is the problem.
You're right, too, Jesse, because I do, you know what, I do remind myself that, like, this is just coming from you, man. Like, whenever I find myself not wanting to be in the house, it's just coming from me. I know that, too, but I guess I forget. But I guess it's because I'm thinking too much. So.
You guess?
Well, it is because I'm thinking too much.
Are you listening? You're in your head, man, and there's no light, there's no truth in thinking.
No, you're right, Jesse. You're right. I'll just stop thinking. I'll do my best to stop thinking. I won't do my best. I will stop thinking.
Why don't you just observe what's been said in your mind and emotion rather than doing anything about it? Just be aware of it. Why don't you do it that way?
You know what? I do do that. And
no, you don't.
Sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Well, sometimes I, okay, when I actually do turn off the TV and I sit there and I just stare into space and I just notice, like, what I'm feeling.
Yes.
And the room does get brighter.
Yes.
And, like, you know.
Why don't
I know that I'm
living that way all the time? By always being right there with yourself.
That seems like a lot of energy, Jesse. Like, I'm not even, I'll be honest, man. Like, just the times where I am able to sit there and just stare out into space.
You don't want to stare out in space, man. You just want to be present where you are. Be, know where you are at all times. You don't need to stare out in space. What the?
Right, okay, that's a good way to say it. Okay. Because, like, when you're staring out into space, you're just looking outward, right? You're just kind of seeing what's in front of you.
No, you're just doing what's in front of you to do. You're going to work. You're building your whatever. You're teaching your son. You're driving your car. You're being aware of where you are at all times and not lost in your head thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. Because when you're in your head, you're one with evil. You're worshiping evil.
Yeah, by giving it attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's enough to be aware of that by the light, but don't do anything about it.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of energy, Jesse. I'll be honest. Like, just
what seemed like an energy? What do you mean?
Like, to be in the present moment, for me, I guess I should say, it seems like a lot of, it takes like a lot of effort. Like, it's like I'm actually working to be in the present moment.
Would you rather work on yourself to be in the light or work on yourself to be in the darkness? What would you prefer?
No, I want to be in the light. I wish I could be in the light 24/7. Like,
you can if you wanted to.
Are you saying I don't want to, really?
Right. That's all the reason you're not there 24 hours a day. You don't want to. You love the darkness, too. But you love the darkness. And you hate the light because if you love the light, you would stay in the light.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about it like that. Now, you know what? I listen to you like every other day and you say that, but I guess it's different when it's actually like applied to me. Like, you, it's hard to see, I guess. But, well, no, I'll stay in the light. I'll stay present, and I'll just watch these thoughts that keep trying to convince me to go visit everybody that I don't want to go see, that I have no reason to see at this point. I think, you know, I think part of it is guilt too. But that's, like I said, I don't want to take up too much of your time. But as I'm talking to you, like, things are like kind of becoming clear. But that's a whole other thing I got to work on now, huh?
When you say part of it is guilt, what do you mean?
I don't know why, man, but a part of me feels guilty for not going to see them. Like, again, it's the thoughts now. I picture her grandmother by herself, just lonely, and then I feel weird. And then I'm like, okay, man. Like,
her grandmother being lonely has nothing to do with you. That's her life.
I know, Jesse. And I tell myself that, too, when I see that. But then still, like, it's like a part of me still like, nah. You got to go down there. That's her. You got to, that's grandma. I'm like, you know, it's like I'm fighting, you know, fighting with the thought to, like, not feel guilty.
And what does guilt feel like?
Bad. It just feels like I did something wrong. Like,
And why would you make yourself feel guilty?
I wouldn't. If I had the choice, I wouldn't. I would not. I would just be me. Just be.
And who are you?
I honestly don't fully know that yet, but I know I'm, like, these feelings of guilt, like, they don't feel like they come from me. Is like, what I'm noticing as I've done the silent prayer.
And who are you?
I'm just this guy that's talking to you right now. That's all I know at this point, you know?
But then how do you know you feel guilty? Who told you that you feel guilty?
I guess I'm telling myself. I am, like, at... And
yeah,
that I thought
who
that,
is telling who? Who are you?
I'm, I honestly, I don't know. Like, there's.
How you know that you are telling you to feel good? And how do you know you feel good when you don't know who you are? Why do you say feel guilty? You don't even know who you are. Why do you claim guilt?
I guess it's because I feel it in my body. Like, I can feel it
in your body?
I'm in the body, but I'm not my body.
Like, are you the feelings that you feel in your body?
Not the bad ones, I hope. But, you know,
are you any feelings that you feel in your body?
No, I guess I'm not. I'm not those. I'm not anything.
So then why do you call them you then?
I guess habit. I guess habit, man. And
when will you stop worshiping evil by calling it you?
You said, when will I stop?
Yes.
I want to right now.
Then why don't you stop?
I can say it's done. And then hopefully that's, you know, I'll just go forward from here and just stay present.
That's all you got to do. So, all you got to do is stay present. Be right here. Eternal life is always right now. There's no time in eternal life. There's no past. There's no future. It's all in now. And you refuse to stay with now. You want to go into the darkness and call that you.
I know. You know what, too? Yeah, you're right, Jesse. It's, like I said, maybe it's habit. And I haven't been married for 10 years, and, you know, my wife was a person, she was always guilty. And you know what's so funny, man, is before I even met her, I never used to feel guilt or anything like that. I was always, like, just happy. I'm not trying to knock marriage, but, like, you know, before we met and before we spent them 10 years together, man, I was always happy, man. I can't remember ever being down. But, you know, I guess these are things I picked up as I, you know, went along and did all the marriage stuff, man.
So drop it. So. Drop it by dropping the thoughts. Be aware of what they're telling you in your mind and body, but do nothing about it. Go along with your life and do nothing about it. Live your life. Go to work. Take care of your son. Do what's in front of you. And just be aware that those things are talking to you, but it's not you, and it's not from God. And the spirit of truth will destroy the dark spirits, and they will have to leave your body. And they will leave if you let the light do the work. They will leave, and you will have a clear mind.
Well, you're right, Justin. I will. And you know what, man? I know you got to go. I feel like I was doing good, but it's just this one issue. So I
drop the thoughts about that.
I will.
They're just thoughts. They're evil. They're not you.
No, you're right. You're 100% right, Jesse, man. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me too.
You're welcome.
All right, brother. You have a good day.
And be free, man.
I will. I'm doing it right now. I'm stop thinking. I'll just stay present.
And whatever you feel that again, just be aware, do nothing about it, and still go about your day.
All right. Hopefully next time I call you, I'll tell you that I'm going to donate $10 million.
All right.
All right, Jesse, you have a good day, man. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Okay. Super chat. Back in a moment. I recommend the news. I'll be back in a moment. See you, super chats and phone calls.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot.
lot of mess going on in this old here world with aviation, so-called safety on the decline, seemingly. Food stamps melodrama. Not a winning issue for these liberals, right? These mamas, evil commies. And then Michigan, did you hear about this Michigan FBI raid? And of course, the late, great Dick Cheney. He has died, gone too soon, at the tender age of 84 years old. The 46th vice president. A rhino anti-Trump guy, as JLP reminded us. Rest in peace. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 4th of November, AD 2025. And let's see, there is one line open you can call in right now. Like this if you're old, or like this if you're young. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 1-888-775-3773. For the last hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show this morning, the third hour coming up, and then after that, the Haik Report, and then after that, American Anchor Baby. Exciting. By the way, a men's forum to this Thursday in a couple of days here in the evening, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, the first Thursday of the month, the 6th of November, 2025, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info to check the status, which it is confirmed if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports as the U.S. government shutdown drags on, more so-called air traffic controllers working without pay, missing shifts, or taking on other side jobs to make ends meet. That's raised concerns among some travelers over whether it's safe to fly during the government shutdown, with aviation so-called workers facing stress that could potentially affect their job performance. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said some delays at U.S. airports are intentional to give controllers on duty more time to manage flights safely. And several, or at least a few, aviation experts say travel passenger safety is not being compromised. But travelers should plan for long waits, sometimes several hours. In recent days, staffing shortages and delays have been widespread in Chicago, Denver, Houston, and Newark. And the Trump administration, our greatest, said Monday food stamp recipients will only get half their typical benefits in November. For many, that assistance will likely be delayed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture stated in a court filing, they'll only tap into the program's contingency fund, which doesn't have enough money to cover the enrollees' full allotments during the government shutdown. The agency said they will not use an additional pot of money to make up the difference for SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. These freeloaders, nearly 42 million so-called Americans receive food stamps. Can you believe it? Providing households just over $350 a month on average, per the most recent USDA data. And two men, so-called men, face federal charges allegedly plotting an ISIS-inspired Halloween attack in the USA, possibly on the scale of 2015 Paris terror attacks that killed 130 people at least. FBI raid on a Halloween morning stunned neighbors in Dearborn, Michigan. Of course, Dearborn, the second safest city in the state, they call it. The suspects had multiple AR-15 rifles, tactical gear. I don't know if they actually pump-action AR-15, anybody? Shout out. Tactical gear and detailed plan to carry, buy a shotgun, as Joe Biden said. To carry out an attack on American soil, so said Pam Bondi, the AG, on social media. Dearborn, home to the largest concentration of Arab, so-called Americans in the USA, frequently faced Islamophobic and hateful remarks. This is commie nonsense. Members of the community, including neighbors and attorneys for the suspects taken into custody, say they are skeptical about the allegations. But of course they are. Anyway, Dick Cheney died at 84. He had a series of heart attacks and lived many years with a heart transplant in 2012. I'm James Haik. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you can't just sit and watch the show, you can podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can listen to it on your show. It's been made possible. He made it possible for you to call in. He made it possible that you don't have to wait until you get in. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. What the? I have one quick thing here I want to show you. And get your feedback on if possible. I want to know. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? I want to know what you think about this. Really. What do you think about this? WBTV is reporting a Charlotte, Mecklenburg police officer is under investigation after a video circulating online allegedly showed the officer struggling with a female student as police attempt to break up a fight. Watch this from WSOC-TV.
I spoke with that West Charlotte High School student's mother not long after her daughter was released from the hospital, diagnosed, she says, with a concussion.
He lifted her up like almost above his head and threw her down. And then she started having a seizure, and I don't know if he tased her. It looked like he tased her, and then he had his knee on her back, and he was trying to still put her in handcuffs.
Channel 9 is not showing the moment that CMPD officer working as a school resource officer threw the student to the ground. It's hard to watch.
You can hear her body smack the ground.
The video shows the student stays on the ground and seemingly does not move.
She was knocked out asleep when I got there.
She was still unconscious?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
It was scary.
CMPD says this incident happened in the bus parking lot during dismissal on Friday.
A fight with a large crowd broke out. Officers responded to that fight and were trying to separate parties.
Deputy Chief Ryan Butler says that's when the officer, who's now the focus of a criminal and internal CMPD investigation, grabbed the female student.
That officer is being placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation.
I feel like he need to be held accountable for his actions because my baby, she's only 100 pounds and he didn't have to do her like that.
My baby. So I want to know if it's true that these people fighting, the cops come and they have to do what they say and to stop it. What do you expect the cops to do? I want to know, what do you expect the cops to do? What my baby doing fighting? Is my baby accountable for her action? My baby. Is she accountable for her action? I don't know what happened there. I wasn't there. But what do you expect the cops to do? And she said the cops should be accountable for that. How about my baby? Should my baby be accountable for fighting? If she was fighting. Really, I want to know. And last but not least, Fox News was reporting a Mexican mayor who was outspoken in his opposition to drug cartels and pushed for headline laws against trafficking was killed in a shooting at a Day of the Dead celebration this weekend. How do you celebrate the dead? Watch this from France 24 English.
Carlos Manzo's funeral cortege proceeded under heavy police guard on Sunday. The mayor of Uruapan, a city of 350,000 people, was shot dead on Saturday night. He is pictured here a few minutes before his assassination, holding his son. Manzo was taking part in Day of the Dead celebrations, one of the most important Mexican holidays. The sound of firecrackers gave way to gunfire, which sent crowds scurrying. The mayor collapsed, having been hit. First responders tried in vain to revive him. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum paid tribute on social media.
I condemn in the strongest possible terms the despicable assassination of the mayor of Uruapan, Carlos Manzo.
Carlos Manzo was a fierce opponent of cartel violence, which has plagued his home state of Michoacán in the west of the country. An investigation is underway to establish who ordered the killing.
Amazing. Now you see why you need the great white hope. What a mess. May his soul rest in peace. The cartels did it, according to a report. How do you celebrate the Day of the Dead? How do you celebrate the dead? Let the dead bury the dead. How do you celebrate the dead?
You go to
the Mexicans do that every year?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that like White History Month?
No.
Oh. Is that like it's more, Juneteenth?
Yes. It's like Juneteenth. I've been to the Day of the Dead type of thing.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, because I have.
You were celebrating the dead.
I guess you could say that, but I wasn't honoring any dead loved ones or whatever.
You said you had a bunch of friends?
I had like friends from super Mexican friends, like Oaxacan native indigenous level, so-called. friends, and we would go into. It's kind of like a Halloween celebration, except it's a mixture of like the pre-Columbus stuff when they were all worshiping witches and demons and things like that.
Who?
Mixed with Catholic. They Who? Being the Mexicans before they became Mexican.
Oh.
The Indians, the American Indians south of there.
But how do you celebrate the day when you go to the event, right?
Yeah.
And so what are they doing at the event to celebrate the day?
They sort of dress up for Halloween a little bit. Oh. This was in L.A., right? Near like the Hollywood Forever graveyard. And then they have like taco trucks and it's like a carnival. Right? Right, Nick?
You ever seen those skulls, Jesse?
Yeah, they have skulls and they dress up with skulls and they have...
What skulls?
Sugar skulls and skulls. A skull is like a skeleton head.
But have you ever seen them like this? All colorful? Oh, that's just you guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's them celebrating.
They had a Day of the Dead thing in one of the James Bond movies recently.
I actually had a Mexican friend tell me how this is fake holiday.
Yeah,
that it doesn't
I'm sure.
have roots like like you said, Columbus and all
it's
that.
It's not before Columbus.
That's like 20th century is pretty recent, right?
Yes. That's not before Columbus.
And Columbus is way before 20th
I think
century, right?
I think they're mixing their witch doctor stuff, if you will.
It seemed like it's witchy.
With Catholic stuff.
This Mexican friend told... Oh, sorry.
No, that's it.
This Mexican friend told me that in the modern age, post-20th century, the Mexicans tried to revive some sort of Mexican nationalism and made this Day of the Dead thing.
So it
to
is
make
like,
it feel like... To make them feel like they had Aztec origins.
So it is like Juneteenth or
it
even...
Yeah. It,
or even more like that... Fake holiday from hell after Christmas. Kwanzaa.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's probably kind of like Kwanzaa.
Those holidays are not
holiday.
Necessary.
Right.
Those celebrations are not necessary. Kwanzaa, Day of the Dead,
right.
And Juneteenth. Not necessary.
Indeed.
A waste of time.
Unholy days. Not holy.
My producer's saying, he black. The only a beautiful Latin could tempt me to celebrate the Day of the Dead. What the? Latina. Only a beautiful Latina. So, Derek, you celebrate the dead for a beautiful Latina.
I shake my head.
Super satanic.
What
Super satanic, indeed. Is it a black Latina, at least? No white Latinas for you.
I interviewed a Latina on the Father's State. Remember her?
You've interviewed many. I don't remember.
She was from Florida, I think. Something. But anyway. What do y'all think about all this?
Man, so that Mexican mayor guy, he was talking tough on crime, which is to say the cartels.
Right.
So maybe the cartels assassinated him. I've heard that the female president, all of her opponents got killed or something like that. Do I have that story completely wrong? But a lot of assassinations happen down there in Mexico.
Yeah, they do.
And
this
now
is why
it's happening
Trump
here.
Is not playing around with the cartel in our country anymore.
Yeah.
Thank God for the Great White Hope. They call him king. They call him amazing. The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him daddy. Some call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Don't mess with Donald Trump. Cartels. What the? Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Anita out of Los Angeles. Anita, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Anita.
Yes, all is well on my end, too.
Right on.
I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Are you Nigerian?
I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Are you a Nigerian?
No, I am Ugandan.
Oh, hi, Ugandan. Welcome to America.
How do you say Ugandan end up in America? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, are you a guy? I know you sound like Nigerian or Uganda.
No, Ugandan. Uganda is in East Africa, and Nigeria is in West Africa.
Right on. Do the Nigerian people hate the Uganda people?
No, they love them.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
They like to. Yes, I am.
And then, but the in Nigeria, they're killing the Christians, right?
I believe so. That's what I heard you say on on the show.
Trump is going to go over there to help them.
They have a huge Islamic population.
Oh,
yes, because they're kind of on the west, but towards the north, which is closer to the Arabian areas.
Why would a black person be a Allah u Abba person?
Because before the colonialists, before the Europeans colonized Africa, the Arabs had colonized Africa.
And
remember
why,
the Arabs sold them to the Europeans?
Yes.
That's how.
Oh.
Yes.
A lot of black people in America don't know that it was the Arabs. It was the blacks who sold other black people to the Arabs.
Right.
And the Arabs went around the world and sold them to the rest of the world. They think the white man did it.
Right.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah. But the Arabs knew the terrain way before the Europeans.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Africa is connected between the Arabian areas, and the Middle East connects to Africa through Egypt. The land is connected, so they can literally could come down the Nile, you know.
That's interesting.
Africa.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you tell the blacks in America what really happened so they can stop blaming the white man?
I do. They don't care.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah,
they don't care. They don't want to know.
That is so true.
Right.
Did you know, have you ever heard of Chief Buthelezi from South Africa?
Oh, I think I have, but I don't know much about him.
Oh, okay.
I just hear, yeah.
I met him. He was the head of the Zulu tribe, I believe. And I met him, and he told me that he was a Christian, and the Zulu tribe, I believe, was Christians. And Nelson Mandela hated the Zulu tribe because they were Christian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Allegedly, and accordingly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing.
So do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others ever again?
I do believe, and I know that to be true as well.
So you can do it?
Not me, but the light does that in me.
And so you can avoid judging again?
Yeah, because the judging is the ego, who I'm not. So that I cannot do anything about.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Yes, for sure.
So, Hake is giving us some more. You know, Hake, he's white, and he gets all the information on stuff. Tell him what you're telling me right now, Hake.
Okay, so I found out on my show that northern Nigeria is Muslim and southern Nigeria is Christian. There's mixture, but that's what it dominantly is.
Right.
And it's like 53%+ Muslim in Nigeria, whereas Uganda, 84% of Uganda is Christian with 14% Muslim. And a lot of Ugandans, a lot of Ugandans are Catholic.
Wow.
Correct.
And by the way, Chief Buthelezi died in 2023, according to Google.
May his soul rest in peace. I've met him here. He came to America.
May his soul rest in peace.
He was born in 28, so he lived to be like 95 or something.
But no wonder he did. He did.
It's gone too soon.
Right. Yep.
Amazing. How? And yep. One last thing that I got to run because of time. How far in distance, if you can take a guess, if you don't know, how far in distance is Nigeria from Uganda?
It's like New York from California.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's literally on the east, and Nigeria is on the west, the northern west to it. You have to fly there.
And if someone wanted to have a good life, which location would be best to live in, Uganda or Nigeria?
I have to say Uganda because I haven't been to Nigeria before, Nigerians are too loud.
They're too loud?
They're too loud.
You know how the blacks are. They're always loud.
Yeah, well, the blacks who were unfortunately enslaved came from the western part of Africa, so I'm not surprised. They are the same people.
What the?
I know. I know. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
So you were talking about men in women's sports and women in men's sports?
Yes.
I happen to play two sports that are mixed like that, and I wanted to ask your opinion on both of them. So I play ping pong, which is also called table tennis, and another game called pool, which is also sometimes called snooker. And I don't know whether it's a California thing. In my country, they used to separate the female league, if I may call it, from the male.
Yes.
But here, they don't. You even play with the kids, and they can beat you too. You play with the girls, you play with the boys equally. And I don't know what to do about that because, you know, I'm never in charge of what should happen.
Yeah.
The logic normally they claim is, you know, the categories, especially the women, are not that many in the sport. So they just let you play with everybody, the tournaments and everything.
And your question is what?
Is that a problem? What can I do about that?
You can't do anything about it. Unfortunately, when men were men and boys were boys here in this country, the sports were divided. The women played with the women only, and the men played with the men. Unless they were out having family fun playing kind of sports, right? And it was so much better that way, too, because if you want to go watch a woman's sport, it was fun. And the men's sport.
Right.
But because the so-called women movement and men are afraid to say no to the women because they don't know how to deal with them, they're afraid to say no. And the women, they are jealous of men. Women are jealous of men because they say men are free. Men can do what they want. Men are not emotional. So they are jealous of that. And they are trying to blend it all in so that they can make themselves or try to make themselves believe that they're equal to men. And the men are too weak today to stop that from happening.
That's true.
But if you want to play, you know, you're your own world. If you want to play, you play with them. If not, not. Just don't judge them for being weak.
Right. Yeah. No, I really don't even have such an opinion. I just it comes to mind because, you know, you talk about it, and I never really, like, gave it thought. Like, when I go to the club, I just play whoever is there.
Right, yeah, just play and have fun. And men, when they play with women in sport, they have to weaken themselves so that the woman can win.
Right.
Or they'll feel bad by winning, so they weaken themselves. And the world don't care that men weaken themselves because men create in God's image. And so they want to destroy the image of God, and they're trying to do that by destroying men.
Right.
Oh, a mess!
Hi.
So just enjoy your life and live your life and let the world go to hell.
Right. In a handbasket.
In a handbasket.
Okay.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday with the biblical question.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Calvin is out of Los Angeles. Calvin, You are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, sorry, I spaced for a second, but I was calling you because I've been silent praying, and when I do, it helps. I've been in and out of it. But lately, I've been having trouble keeping track with it, and I think I've heard you say this, people say this before, too, that they feel like they're not doing it right, or it's not going well, or they don't know how to do it correctly. But my main question was, if we could touch on that too, I appreciate it. I know you don't have a lot of time, but my main question was forgiveness. I live in a different state than my father. He lives all the way in Maryland, and I moved out to California, and I'm trying not to live with any regrets or anxiety, but it's having a hard time here. I'm 33 now, and I don't have a family or anything, and I'm just to myself, whatever I think that is all the time. And my mother died when I was 16, and I've been I don't really know how to go about forgiving her. And I forgave my father by calling and talking to him face to face, and I believe it went well, but I don't know if anything happened or anything changed. And now I just miss him more than ever, and I have this constant anxiety about him dying. I mean, not being around him. And I mean, I'm sure it's all me doing it to myself in a way, Jesse, but I was just calling to see if you could help out with that or what you thought about that.
And so your question for me is what?
About forgiving a parent that has already died.
Oh.
How would you go about that?
You know how right now, you know how you have all these different thoughts and feelings?
Yes.
And you don't want them, but you can't help yourself?
Yes.
Your mother has the same thing. It came from her, matter of fact. She had the same thing, and she couldn't help it. And then knowing that you can't help yourself would cause you to realize your mother couldn't help herself, and that would cause you to forgive her since you can't go to her. Just realize she did the best she could. She couldn't help herself.
And she actually killed herself. So I'm not trying to vent to you, Jesse, or anything, but is there something in particular I should do to forgive her, say it to myself, or
no? Just realize, realize your mother couldn't help herself. She had conflict, the same conflicts and problems that you're having. She had the same thing. So just realize, my mother couldn't help herself. I'm wrong for resenting her, and be done with it.
All right. I mean, I thought I had, Jesse. I don't know. I guess that's why I was calling. I thought I'd be at peace with it, or it'd be okay.
And what made you change your mind?
I just fall in and out of it. I don't understand. Think I'm me, and I want to not associate myself with any of these things.
Why don't you stop doing that by stop thinking about those things?
I guess I don't know how to stop thinking.
By being aware of it and don't react to it at all. When those thoughts come, And if you don't catch the thoughts of time and you have the feeling that goes with it, anxiety or stress or worry or loneliness, just be aware of that. Do nothing about it. And the awareness is the light in you, and the light will destroy them for you. You can't do it of yourself. And don't call it you. Don't do anything about it. Don't communicate with them. But just be aware of them, and let the light fight your battle for you.
All right. I guess. Thank you, Jesse.
Does that help a little bit?
Honestly, no. I was going to ask you about counseling services as well, if you still do that. I guess I need to call Bond. I've been going to your church as well. I live right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Call Bond after 9 a.m. or go to rebuildingtheman.com, and you can set up a counseling appointment. But... do that if you have other private stuff you want to mention. But
well, no, it's not,
if
it's
you
not
were
private,
to just stay present, are you sitting or standing right now?
I'm honestly laying. I feel embarrassed. I'm laying. I've been up since 6.
How do you know you're laying right now?
Well, because my body's laying down.
How do you know?
I thought I knew.
But... Yeah, call
That's
the office for counseling session, all right?
All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-77, Jesse. The treasure chest now is now open on D-Live and Pules. Stretch off on Pules.net.
Here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. And don't forget to hit like. Like the videos. All right? Hit like. Everybody. The Hake Report is coming up. And right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Right after the Hake Report. .com. And a quick reminder of the men's forum this Thursday. It's the third. It's been an amazing year this year with the theme being staying present. Stay present. So the Hake Report, all right? And then the American Anchor Baby. And check out Puncher TV. Last week episode was interesting. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .tv. Punchy's TV. Check it out. It's amazing. Let me go to Ron out of Rhode Island. Ron, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse? It's been a long time since the last time I've called in.
All is well, Ron.
All is well. I've been a huge fan of the show for many years, since around before the first Trump term during the election.
How is he doing now, in your opinion? How is the great White Hope doing now?
I think he's doing phenomenal. And so just a little example is, unfortunately, 3 years and 8 months ago, I was arrested and brought into federal prison for the exact same charges as Hunter Biden, which was I was trying to open a firearms store, but I had a substance abuse problem. And I was guilty of lying on my background checks about my substance abuse issue. And the BOP is so unbelievably evil and disgusting and inhumane. The segregation, abuse. I was with a lot of January 6th guys. I made national news. I was in USA Today's top 50 crimes of the year, number one for the state of Rhode Island, which was kind of overkill, in my opinion. I had over 200 plus firearms, 250 firearms, all legally purchased, but my substance abuse invalidated. The purchases, but but the BOP, I had never been in trouble in my life, so I had never experienced anything like spending a night in jail or anything like that.
How long were you in there?
3 years and 8 months on a 5-year, 3-month sentence.
Oh, okay.
And I was released early because of Trump's First Step Act, which is the greatest gift to the BOP at the moment. We were not receiving any adequate counseling, no medicine at all.
What does BLP mean? What does that mean?
The Bureau of Prisons, the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
They had thrown in the news that I was a right-wing Christian extremist. You know, I had all my social media was loaded with awesome links to shows like yours. And, you know, my cousin Dan Bedondi was a reporter for InfoWars with Alex Jones. So they had been kind of watching me for other reasons, probably political reasons initially, but they got me for the substance abuse.
So because of time, how are you now?
I'm doing great. This is my, I think I'm on day 11 of freedom.
Oh, you just been out of jail for 11 days?
Yeah, and I immediately started plugging in back into the show because I love the show, and back with my children and my wife.
Oh, yeah, man.
And, you know, the entire time I was showing people from Rage of Responsibility. I had my wife send in the books. I was sharing them with everyone. I was doing the silent prayer frequently. I had to find peace with myself and total solitude. I was with a lot of January 6th guys. They had sent me from Wyatt in Rhode Island to MDC Brooklyn, which was a nightmare. Philly and then ultimately Petersburg. Low security, because it wasn't a violent crime or anything like that.
How old are you?
I turned 41 this past summer.
Oh, okay. And how old are your kids, if you don't mind?
Sure. I got a 14-year-old and twins that are 9, Alpha and Omega, and my wife, Jennifer.
How did they handle you being in prison?
Oh, man. So a lot of scripture, a lot of spiritual communication. They had a difficult time with it. They were temporarily removed from the household for like, 8 or 9 months.
Wow.
At the beginning because, they wanted, they kind of looked at my wife and I as like, you know, Christians, you know, the conservatives. So we were odd. I'm in a very liberal state, so we were so pro-family and wanting to rebuild our family immediately. So it was difficult, but the kids are fine now. They're loving it, that I'm home. They watch the show with us. I listen to the show all the time.
Amazing.
It's the greatest gift, you know, to us. You keeping the show running. That's the first thing I wanted to make sure because we don't have the internet in federal prisons, no internet and no access to information.
That's amazing.
Let me ask this
because of time. I'm happy for you that you're out and everything. When you were in prison, how did you handle it psychologically and emotionally?
At first, the emotions, the beta males started coming back. The emotions, the questions, the freaking out and everything. And then I just had to remind myself, be an alpha male about this.
Yeah.
Be strong, be calm. I would, just sit and be content and just watch time. Just observe. Like you always say, just observe and be with it, but not of it.
Yep.
And just get right mentally and physically. And just always communicate with God and the Holy Spirit, always with the Holy Spirit.
And so did you come out unscathed?
I believe I did. I feel like the trauma that I was feeling in the moment, the abuse and neglect in the moment, I was able to instantly release it. In fact, the moment I was let free, because they brought me on a plane with the marshals to face the same charges in the state. The state wanted to make sure that, they got a guilty plea out of me for the same charges, of firearms while being a substance abuser. So I was transported, shackled on a plane. You know, go on the plane first before everyone and exit last. It's kind of shameful. But the moment I went before the judge and he gave me probation, it just all fell away. I like let it all fall away, and it's not even bothering me at this moment.
Yeah, man. Are you white?
I'm Sicilian and white, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What the? So you were in Consolidated Environment. What do you call that when they put you away and you can't be around anyone?
The SHU, the Special Housing Unit, Solitary Confinement,
yeah,
or the whole.
Solitary Confinement. What was that like?
Oh, man. So I spent 2 months in solitary confinement because I let one of those instances where I let my emotions get to me, and I pushed someone out of my cell that was a self-proclaimed Satanist and was kind of mocking me and just very strange verbal abuse. I just kind of shoved him. And he went and told the lieutenant that I assaulted him, which was not true, and there were witnesses, but no one would speak up because it's prison. So I had to just, you know, I admitted I shoved him. I didn't hide it or lie. So they sent me to the SHU, and actually it was the same day that my 14-year-old was going into pre-op at Boston Children's Hospital for open-heart surgery. So I had to find a way to be okay with not knowing the outcome of, you know, with zero communication of what's going to happen with my son. And I finally got a Bible like about 2 or 3 weeks in, and I just started finishing the books that I don't remember ever reading or having a good recollection of. And I just was okay with it. I just asked God to flood my heart and soul with the Holy Spirit, and then just literally do the silent prayer all day and night in total solitude.
And so how long have you kept you in there?
Around 60 days.
In solitary confinement for 60 days?
Yeah.
And so that means nobody's around, you have no one to talk to or anything, right?
Nothing. Zero. It's like a sensory deprivation tank, basically.
Wow. And did your thoughts go crazy while you were there? In solitary?
They can. You have to let go of them. If you don't, you'll start going down psychological rabbit holes of wondering.
Yeah.
You'll start reflecting heavily on everything you've done bad in the past, even things you haven't thought about or repressed or suppressed for years. So it'll come to the surface. So I would let it come and observe it and just let it go.
Good, man. What the... And so were your family able to visit you while you locked away?
They were. So I had hit it big with cryptocurrency like 5 years ago, and that's how I was able to purchase my house and decided to open the firearm store.
Right.
So we lost close to $1 million, which I never had before. This situation, and I may not see again ever in this lifetime, but we lost a lot, and we couldn't really afford to have my wife come down to Philly, but she did visit me in the beginning in pre-trial.
Right.
You get like, for a while, it was just 300 minutes a month on the phone, which is basically just 10 minutes a day, but Trump pushed for us to get back 510 minutes a month, and he pushed for the First Step Act and to put it, send a team around to investigate the BOP for the abuse and neglect. And he tried to put a pardoned former felon in charge of the BOP because nobody would know the BOP better than someone who's been there. I'm not sure if that worked out, but whoever's in charge of the BOP, the director now, is doing a phenomenal job as far as making sure we get maximize our outdates and good time and First Step Act credits. And so,
oh man,
technically, if it wasn't for the First Step Act, I technically would still be in there until next September. That's with my good time, but
that's amazing.
It truly is.
And you just got out 11 days ago.
Yes. Two Thursdays ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And, what a mess!
indeed.
So you're going to be fine, and you get all it back, right? You get another house, you make more cryptos, and you're going to rebuild your life, right?
I'm going to rebuild my life and rebuild our family, and I'm already back into crypto.
Right on.
I've always been into crypto because the founding fathers wanted decentralized currency, and that's what crypto is. This, you know, the central banks, they control everything. So that's why they, for so many years, would say crypto is a scam. It's a scam. Meanwhile, they were accumulating the entire time themselves.
When Trump seemed to be a crypto man, so the right time. You remind me of Job.
Wow. Thank you. That's a awesome. I appreciate that. Because I was tested on every angle because, you know, I was a high school teacher for like 5 years. I barely made peanuts. I was just about to finish my master's in social work, and that's an extremely liberal, total indoctrinated field to get into. So I kind of had to remain incognito about my anti-abortion beliefs and just to get through, because you can become a Christian social worker at the end.
Yeah.
But you just can't. If you let them know, they'll make it so hard for you that they eventually push you out.
Yeah.
And
amazing, so, Ron. I hate to cut you off, but because of time, I got to run. But I got to know this. I mean, I'll have to know it, but I want to know this. Are you bitter at all about what happened to you?
No. I just know things happen in life. Challenges happen. Yeah. It's built me up to an even better, stronger man.
Right on. Yeah, don't get bitter and pray for your enemy. They can help themselves.
Amen.
Amazing call, man. Call me again and stay with it. And I really appreciate your call, and I wish you well.
God bless you all, and I will certainly be listening and calling in again.
Absolutely, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. That's amazing. Super chat. That's amazing with him, huh?
Indeed it is. Steve, finishing up his 40 coffees, talking about the last 6 years, how his life's changed, forgiving his mother and father, praying without ceasing, morning and night, remaining conscious. The Father has guided me so much moment to moment, restored my life in ways I can't express. Of all the things I've learned from your radio show, fellowship, experts. Shout out, Hake, Nick, Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. The biggest thing that's helped me is dropping my morals and values assignment.
Yeah.
It's ironically brought the biggest change spiritually in my life. Now everything I do comes from the spirit rather than my own mind. Thank you for everything. God bless you and the rest of Bond. Continue to help men and women grow in spirit and truth, says Steve.
That's deep, Steve. Stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. And I love the fact that you drop your morals and values. If you want true morals and values, folks, you got to drop the ones you have because they ain't working. And you'll get real ones because the ones you have are just illusion. They don't work for me and nobody. Drop them. Amazing. Thank you. And stay with it. And thank you for your support.
Josiah said, having hard times in this crazy town, having hard times, there's no love to be found. Man, this Baby Huey song is deep. What the?
I don't know that song.
I don't either. Otherwise, I would have sung it.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Old Salty Dog gifted the can on pill.net. Cheers, Jesse.
Thank you, Old Salty Dog. Eric, who let the dogs out? Thank you.
Five from Eric. Musical notes. There's a break in the system. There's a crack in the seam. Just a little bit of fallout. I'm stuck in a dream. Say what you're gonna do now when you can't let go. Cause my mind's always running from the radio. Musical notes emoji.
I like this song.
John Parfit.
Yeah.
Bright Lights.
That's an amazing song.
Indeed.
Thank you.
And he, Jesse, Jesus overcame evil with the spoken truth. He didn't just observe evil. He took authority over the devil, evil thoughts, in the wilderness, overcame by speaking what is true. Why do you suggest we can overcome evil just by observing it?
Good question. Jesus was able to overcome evil with good. He was guided by the spirit of truth inside of him. And that same spirit, if you open yourself up and invite it in, he will come and he will make a home in you and he will destroy evil as well. But you need the spirit of truth. You need the light. That's what Jesus had, and you can have it too. Amazing. Thank you.
And it was, he went longer, but I kept it pithy for him.
Keep it pithy.
And he gave a Revelation 12:11. It says, in heat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Charlesse, hey, Jesse, how much are you willing to bet the lady kicked out of the gym for reporting that guy in the women's locker room voted for Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass, who support women in the men's or men in the women's locker rooms? Says Charlesse, speculating.
She black. I don't know, but you may be onto something there. I don't know.
Five from Eric. Problems.
She was in New York, not L.A.
Yeah, she sounded New York.
Yeah, she was in New York.
Eric, five. Problems don't exist. When you accept everything the way it is, you have no problems.
There is no such, and I know it's hard for the mind to accept it. It doesn't want you to. There's no such thing as problems. No such thing. It doesn't exist. Amazing. Thank you.
Cloud Bobs, thank you for all you do. Jesse and crew, strong yellow arm and cool sunglasses emoji.
Who was that?
Cloud Bobs.
Thank you, Cloud Bob. Bops. And thank you for helping us to get it done. Thanks for your support. Amazing.
Anthony with the dizzy, hypnotized spiral eyes sticker. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Danny, all right, Jesse and the lads. Every day that passes, I'm even more astonished how awesome President Trump is. The man's nearly 80, for heaven's sake. Come on, James. What manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. And if you doubt it, talk to the cartels that have been trying to bring drugs over here on the boat. They'll tell you. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Jesse, I realized even in practicality, there's no thinking.
Yep.
When I'm present doing something, I find I just see what to do and get things done.
Right on.
Take Adam naming the animals in Eden, for example. What would you say to this?
What the? Thank you.
Very nice. Curly, have a good message for the day? Question mark. Yes, I can remember it. Kick out the stranger from the house.
Nice. Where'd that come from?
Curly on Cash App, and then I got that from your opening monologue.
Nice. That's deep. Thank you, Curly.
Thank you, Curly.
Very smart, Hake.
Thanks. See, I pay a little bit.
You white.
El Alacran, something, Serp 5000, donated a diamond saying, happy birthday, Groovy Monkey.
Groovy on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you.
Coffee.
Happy birthday.
Battery. Check mark. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Done.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, as well as Rumble and YouTube. The monthly supporters. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. We got a lot of work to do. And, people tell me all the time, Jesse, you got to remind people to give. I'm thinking that if you've been helped, you kind of automatically give back so we can continue to help it. But I realize I have to remind. So thank you for supporting it. Go to rebuilderdemand.com/donate. It's tax deductible. Or call 800-4 with the donations. Call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BARN. You can mail it in at check a money order out to BARN and mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California 90035. And that's on the website at rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-BARN. Or
scan the QR code.
Scan the QR code.
You can take a screenshot and then tap on it, and it'll have like a yellow, if you're an iPhone user, They have like a yellow website thing that you can click on and it'll go to it.
That's right. And thank you for your support. We got a lot of work to do. I do appreciate it. Don't forget, go vote today. Today's the last day to vote. And vote no on 50 in L.A. In California, I mean. In California. Vote no on 50 in California. The Democrats trying to take over. They want more representation. So they're trying to take over the land because they are trying to get back in power. Not out of love. It's about greed. It's about ego. So vote no on 50 in California. No, say it loud. No on 50 in California. The Democrats have already destroyed California. They want to continue. So don't fall for Gavin Newsom's little slick lies. All right? Okay, Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Another caller that'll drop on out of time. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay present. Out of your head with the darkness. Let that go. Give up on that. Stay present. You can't go wrong. And to the callers, tomorrow is, Wednesday already. And I'll be back. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then the American Anchor maybe after that. I got to go and tape some Fallen State new episodes right now. What the? Tomorrow is Black Excellence Day. It's not on Friday anymore. It's going to be on Wednesday. Friday is Open Line Friday. And I don't want anything to get in the way. But we love the blacks. So tomorrow is Black Excellence Day. Isn't that amazing? I can't wait. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.